I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I always look forward to reading the first novel of a new young writer. Helen Cullen wrote her debut novel, The Lost Letters of William Wolfe, while in an English novel writing program. Born in Ireland, she currently lives in London. The opening paragraph intrigued me immediately. Cullen wrote, "Lost letters have only one hope for survival. If they are caught between two worlds with an unclear destination and no address of senders, the lucky ones are redirected to the Dead Letters Depot in East London for a final chance of redemption. Inside the damp, rising walls of a converted tea factory, letter detectives spend their days solving mysteries. Missing postcodes, illegible handwriting, rain-smudged ink, lost address labels, torn packages, forgotten street names. They are all culprits in the occurrence of missed birthdays, unknown test results, bruised hearts, unaccepted prayers. Instead of longed-for missives, disappointment floods post boxes from Land's End to Dunnet Head. Hope fades a little more every day when doorbells don't chime and doormats don't thud. I had no clue of what might lie ahead, but I was anxious to find out. Claire and William were married, and the immediate mystery is whether these two will remain wedded. William loves the Dead Letter Office, while Claire is a respected lawyer on the cusp of becoming a partner. One day, William opens a letter to try and find its recipient. The letters are heartfelt, and William becomes obsessed after several letters with the same envelopes, handwriting, and pleas for help, and he is determined to find the soul matching the letter. Cullen writes, "My great love, maybe this is the year you will find me. I hope so. I have been saving up so many stories to tell you, and I'm worried that if you stay away much longer, they will have all slipped from my memory. I've forgotten so much already. Are you hiding somewhere? I wish you would hurry." Meanwhile, William is a homebody while Claire pursues her career. They seem to be drifting apart. A party for Claire's office shows William as a bit of a wallflower, while Claire dances with a handsome colleague. William snaps, and Claire packs a bag and leaves. She calls him from a distance and asks him not to call her. William is devastated, and he does not know what to do. So he spends his time obsessing over the mysterious writer. More letters appear, and William finds clues as to her whereabouts. A pub, a restaurant, and clothing store feed his urgency to find the identity of his great love. Meanwhile, Claire spends hours fretting over the situation with William, who begins to worry about what might happen if Claire returns home. This debut novel, The Lost Letters of William Wolfe by Helen Cullen, is a story of love slipping away while the couple drifts apart. Its story took me by surprise because I was torn between rooting for Claire and William in nearly every chapter. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.